For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Today we'll just conclude with the conference, and then next Sunday we'll start from the theme for the month. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this week we just look at the conference, and then our theme has been what? Practical kingdom advancement. And then all we focus on is being used by God to advance His kingdom and then to do His will. Hallelujah. All the messages are available and all messages are free. And almost all of us have Android phone. Hallelujah. So get them and listen to them again and again. I remember the first night after preaching, the next day people told me that they got the message, because I think it was uploaded that night, right? Yeah, somebody was telling me in the morning that they have already listened to the message and they are blessed. So you that you are here, get the message in case you are not around and listen to it, and your life will be blessed. Hallelujah. So this morning we are looking at how you can be useful to the kingdom. How you can be useful to the kingdom. If there is a way you can be useful, it means there is a way you can be useless. Is it true? How you can be useful to the kingdom of God. How to avoid being useless. But you are useful. The kingdom of God is moving because of you. You are a blessing and you are a prophet to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Useful means to have practical and beneficial use. When you are useful, it means you have practical and benefit. Beneficial use. There are people, if they are not around in a meeting, the meeting can continue. And there are people, if they are not around, the meeting cannot. Even opening prayer will not start. Is it true? Even in your family meeting or anywhere, there are people that if they are not around, that meeting cannot start. But there are people that once they are around, whosoever is not around, it doesn't matter again. That tells you the level of their word, usefulness and value. That is the way it is in the kingdom of God. I remember I was in Real Bonte Crusade, and then those people that used to sell tapes by the site, we are playing that the EA Adeboye's message. He said something I've been hearing before, but I never believed. But because it was that the EA Adeboye that said it, I now believe it. Hallelujah. You know that people that want to say something, you have to believe. You don't go to teach you how to make money, you have to believe. Is that not true? If that the Adeboye says something about the Bible, you have to believe. Then you go out here. So he said something that struck my mind, I can never forget. He said that God loves all believers equally, but does not relate to us the same way. Your value and your usefulness to Him is determinant on you. There are people that they are very, very, you know what is a VIP to God. Need them. Hallelujah. And then there are people that even if they die, God will not, their pain is they are going to hell or something like that, but they are not really that important to the kingdom of God. There are people in every church that are very, very important. But then there are people, even if they are not around, the church will not know. Is that not true? There are people that when they die, the people that will attend their burial, how many of you know people that attended Billy Graham's burial? Yes. It was a national phenomenon. Everything was shut down. Traffic all over the nation. The president that has been alive, he, from his days down to Donald Trump, down to Obama, every president that was announced, this is the president of the United States of America. After announcement, the next thing is Billy Graham straight. Not a parliamentary person, but a pastor. Every one of them down to Donald Trump. He died before this one. But Donald Trump went to pay homage. Why? Because of his level of usefulness to the nation. But there are people in America that they will die, they know everybody will care. The church will not even care. There are pastors that when we miss them in Nigeria, till today we are talking about Benson Idahosa. But that pastor in your village, we don't know about him. Why? You can be useful to God. And you can be very, very important to God. How many of you want to know how you can be useful to God? And how to be useful so that God can kill a mosquito because of you. God can cause the cloud not to rain because you are traveling. God can cause Nepal to bring light because you want to study. Hope you know God can do that. Because of you, God will bring light to your community. Because of you, you want to study and mosquitoes are sleeping. You go with a NEPA on light by fire. Because my child is sweating. You can be that individual. Hallelujah. And I want to be that individual, and I'm on my pathway to that individual, and you will get there. I will give you three examples of people that were very, very important to God. And then with some proofs. Matthew chapter 2 from verse 15 to 18. Matthew chapter 2 from verse 15 to 18 before we continue. Hallelujah. And was there until death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the courts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by prophet Jeremy the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and great weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and will not be comforted because they are not. Hallelujah. What it means is there were children, there were 2 years, and behold, the age made of Jesus Christ. But then God had somebody that was a VIP, that God escaped him. Does that mean God does not love the remaining children? Have you ever thought about it? Does it mean that God does not love the remaining innocent children that were killed? But that Jesus Christ is very, very important. Are you understanding? Jesus Christ is very important. If they kill the remaining children, they will still go to heaven. Because their children are innocent. But we need that Jesus to save the remaining earth for eternity. So by his importance, God came and took him out of that place. He cannot be killed. Because if he was not taken, he would have been killed. See, your importance can cause that a house is about to collapse, but because you are there, they will wait till you leave the building. The building will obey your presence till you leave. Then it will come down. Because you are so important to God that you cannot die. I want to hear that. Because of what? Your importance. The second example is in Numbers chapter 12, from verse 10 to 15. Was the story of Miriam. Numbers 12, 10 to 15. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the cloud, there was a time Miriam and Aaron did aluta. You know aluta? They were doing aluta against Moses. Why should he be talking like this? Is he the only man of God? So, verse 10. And the cloud, so God came to speak with them, and then he cloud. And the Bible says, the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Hallelujah. Now, down to verse 12. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if thy father has spit in her face, shall she not be shamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. Verse 15 is my emphasis. Hallelujah. Numbers 12, 15, yes. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days. And the people, really, let's read that together. And the people what? Journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. That means everybody in Israel could not move until she came back. But there are people that if you are not following her, you will forget you and go. Are you getting it? She was, after Moses, Aaron, she was number three. Very, she was the one that saved Moses' life. So nobody moved. Everybody was at standstill till she came back. Because of you, they will not start the meeting one day. Because you are not there. Because of how important you will become to God, witches will look for your permission to come to that city. Say amen. Amen. Because of how important you will become to the kingdom of God, the churches will begin to look for you. There are ministers, I was listening to Bishop Noel Jones, said, in a year he had over 1,000 invitations to preach. And then in a year, there are only 52 Sundays. 52 Sundays, and then he has over 1,000 invitations. I read when Masmoro was around, you have to book him 3 years advance. That means you want him to preach in your church. That means be thinking of 2023. And then you book now. Because of how important they are. Meanwhile, there are people that are begging for people, invite me to your church. I will show people that have the grace. The grace of God, just bring me to your church. So you can be so important that people will not move until you are there. They will not, the church cannot move until what? You are there. That is the way God used. Now, there is a place that God conferring that importance on you, and then there is a role you will do. And I will show you this morning that you can become important to God. Hallelujah. That God wants to do a business. The Bible says, will I destroy Sodom and Gomorrah without telling my servant Abraham? Think about the level of importance. God didn't want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah until he tell an important young man. So God had to come on earth and eat with Abraham and tell him what he's about to do. Some of us, your father will make decision. Whether he tells you, it doesn't matter. You just come and see something happen. But there are some of your brothers that your father will not do anything until he calls them. True, yes. May you become important very soon. Very soon, they will not even buy Lipton until they call you. How far? Is that not true? Because they know even if they call you, sometimes the people you are even going for Christmas, they say, cook master here at home, so stay there. Because if you go, they will give you transport to come back. So instead of you thinking of giving you transport, they will make you to stay there. But you will reach to a level where you become so important that they will beg you to come. They will what? Beg you to come. Today, as you hear these things and begin to do them, you will begin to rise in importance to God. You cannot be important to God and men will not value you. Do you understand that? You cannot. If you are important to the president of this country, automatically Kogi State government will value you. Is that not true? So, when you rise in importance to God, it means automatically before men, you are important. Now, to be useless means to be unhelpful. To be good for nothing. That means you are useless. Like you are what? Good for nothing. None of us will be good for nothing in the church. None of us will be good for nothing in the kingdom. And your life will not be. So 11 ways to be a VIP in the kingdom. 11 ways. Hallelujah. How to be important. Number one way to be important in God's kingdom is identify with the kingdom, both publicly and privately. Identify. To be important before God, you have to identify that I belong to God. When you are alone and when you are in public, you are a Christian day in, day out. You are a church girl. You are a church boy. Say with me, I am a church boy. I am a church girl. You will not hide your identity because you want to be social. You will not what? Hide your identity because you want to belong alone. Because it's a party and then your ringing tune is a gospel song and your phone ring. And then you are praising the volume as if you want to kill the phone. Because you don't want them to hear your son is Nathaniel Bassey. No. You have to identify with the kingdom very well. Let people know you can speak in tongues. Are you hearing what I say? Let people know you can what? Let people know you and see you reading the Bible. Identify with the kingdom is the first way to importance. There was a man that was relevant to God that he survived 3 kings in the Bible and his name was Daniel. 3 kings, PDB, when you know when PDB come, when APC took over, everybody that was important in the government was wiped off. Is it true? When a new governor come, he wipes off everybody and bring new people, right? Imagine being important in PDP, APC and ABGA. That means you must really be important. APC came and they cannot do without you. They kept you. After that, the next king came. His name was Daniel. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. He had a challenge to deny his identity with Christ. Hallelujah. And then the 3 Hebrew guys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you. They say, deny God. They say, this is not a matter we even think about. Don't give us time to go and pray. We will not what? Bow. Daniel said, don't pray to God. At least don't pray. Even if you pray, close your door. The Bible says he went and opened his doors and windows as usual. The Bible says the disciples, they were threatened with death. And in Acts chapter 4 verse 20, they say, we cannot but speak of what we have heard and what we have known. So the first way to becoming important to God is identify. Say, I am a Christian. I am a believer. Any day, anytime. No matter who is there. No matter your friends. No. You will not shalaya or you don't become like them. No. I'm a Christian. Because you're in a party, you don't want to be a cool church guy. They say, you know that J. Mark Reynolds' son. I cannot be cool and have my, or something like that. The black and white. You cannot want to be cool. No, you are a church person. Hallelujah. Somebody say you cannot wear a suit because you want to be social. No, it's not only about wearing suit. But you're dressing to show you are a Christian. I am a Christian. I am what? A Christian. If you wear turban and doban and they laugh at you, I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. So identify with the kingdom publicly and privately. Let your WhatsApp status show it. Let your Facebook post show it. Let your Twitter account show it. Let your Instagram what? Show it. Don't change your name from Mary to Mirabel. No. It is Mary. Don't change that Bible name your parents gave you to a social name. Let people meet you and know your religion once. What did I say? Once. You know you live a life. What's your name? Your name? Oh, Joseph. So you're a Christian. They never knew before. Because you are like them. So identify with your kingdom. If you meet a black ass cultist, you will know it's a black ass cultist. Why? There is a color he carries. True? They catch you with their color in people in school, they have infiltrated you, they flog you. Why will you identify when you are not adults? When they meet themselves, they say identify yourself. And then you don't want to show yourself you are a Christian. Hallelujah. So identify with the kingdom. Anytime there is a crusade, be there. Anytime there's evangelism, be what? Don't say you are only going for concert. Go for crusade. Go for night vigil. Go for things that has to do with the kingdom. Hallelujah. Number two, way to become important to the kingdom is live daily by the influence of the king. Let everything that you do be influenced by the kingdom. In Acts chapter 17 verse 22, because when everything you do, everything is for God, your value before him increases. Acts chapter 17 verse 22 or 28. The Bible says, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we what? We have our being every day. When you wake up in the morning, you are under the influence of God. Have you seen somebody that woke up on with hangover before? Have you really seen one? Real hangover. Kalabaya kata. When we go into the window instead of the door. When he want to brush, his brush touching his eyes. Have you seen real hangover? He woke up under the influence of Gunda. So he's influenced by Gunda that morning. That it means to be influenced by the kingdom. You wake up in the Holy Ghost. A sign that every morning you are filled with the Holy Ghost is there will be a song in your mouth. Have you noticed? Have you noticed? There's a morning you feel extra excited and then songs start bubbling from you. Is it true? Olorun Tobi, Olorugba. Even the one you cannot sing. Sometimes Yoruba song will come to me and I'll call my wife, what is the meaning of this song? I don't know, but the song will fall from my spirit. Hallelujah. One day I say, what is the meaning of Oluwajo? Wagbemi soke. Bemi losi. Ibi giga. I don't know the meaning, but I was singing the song as if I'm Yoruba. Alone! I didn't know the meaning. And then when she told me the meaning, it was a good meaning. Thank God it was a good meaning. Hallelujah. You wake up under the influence of the Holy Ghost. You move under his influence. You live under the Bible, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I am crucified. Nevertheless, I live. The life I live in Christ. Everything I do because I'm a church person. I am what? A kingdom addict. Hallelujah. Number three way to become important is promote the kingdom of God in all ways possible. Every way you can do to make church go ahead, you do it. Any way we will do. When you join here, they say, I pass here, no way, you go another way. I pass here, they say, no way, you go another way. By all means, the church must move. By what? All means. Bible says, Matthew 6:3, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. When you see that the church is stagnated, you say, Apostle, what will we do? You are interested in the church moving forward. Are we together? You promote church. 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 One lady was telling me, she was telling me that somebody was asking her, this Shekinah encounter center you're always posting, where is the church? What does it? Where is the church? Because it looks like every day on that Facebook, WhatsApp, everything she keeps sharing. On our official group, anything we post, somebody, she was telling me, somebody was telling her, this is your pastor, where is the church? Because we will not rest again because you have church. What does it? We will not rest because you have church. Until somebody tells you like that, you are not started moving your church forward. By all means, promote the kingdom. Promote the program that has to do with church. Advance it. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen bankers looking for customers before? First lady was telling me that they went to one village. They entered both the river to go and look for account number. By all means to advance UBA. By what? By all means. If the customers are in Basa, we will come. Don't even come to the bank. We will come. We will what? Come. So by all means, promote God's kingdom. Do something useful. That the church is moving close. Because you are there. Are we together? Number what? Number four. Support the brotherhood. Support everybody or support somebody in the church. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17, the Bible says, love the brotherhood. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. Let's read Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. The Bible says, help people, especially those that are of the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. Hallelujah. Palada. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do what? Good unto what? Let's read the last statement. What did they say? Eh? In Acts 4 verse 34, the Bible says, some people were broke in church. And some people went and sold their house and brought their money and said, you are broke, take this money. Help people in the kingdom. Are we together? What did I say? Let you not see a sister's shoe and pretend as if you did not see. When you have seven of them at home. Some of you, you have shoes that cannot size you. And you know somebody's leg that the shoe can size. But because you bought the shoe 17,000 naira or 7,000 naira, you will pretend as if you did not see the leg. Some of us will have clothes in their bag that you cannot wear and you may not even wear 2021. And then you know somebody in church that you see them today is what, they don't have clothes but they are there. And then you are intimidating them with new clothes every Sunday. What did I say? Intimidating. You must come to the front, they must see it. Support and promote the brotherhood. Help somebody to rise in the kingdom. Let somebody be a millionaire because you are there. Let a believer become a millionaire because you are there. Let somebody come to church on Sunday looking good because you are there. Let nobody be fasting at home when you have food and you're wasting at home. When you begin to promote brothers in the kingdom, you become very important to God. Because these are people that Jesus Christ died for. And then when you begin to be concerned about them, your value before God increases. Are we together? Don't be holding four phones in your hand and somebody is still struggling with touchlight. There are some people that have phones now that you can give somebody. There is somebody around that doesn't have Android, cannot listen to music, cannot play worship. But then you have iPhone, you have all these kind of manner of phones. You cannot help. You cannot what? Help. If you have soot, you are not raising, give somebody. Don't wait till they become brown. Don't give people things that are old. Until the white became brown, then you give somebody. You know the way white can become brown? When I was white, You wash it, starch it, iron it, and the color is changing. Ah, I want to give somebody. When I was attending Dunamis, the pastor said, he gave a command in the church, say from today, if we are going for evangelism, nobody should be in his clothes. Because when people bring some shoes that have twisted in their anger, like it has twisted, because of 7 years of no wearing. When they are going for crusade, they'll just go and back. Before they are looking for where to burn, and there's no space. So they are going for crusade, they'll just go and pack those ones, and go and give. I don't understand what I'm talking about at all. You will give the floor that you have mended, amended, amended 7 times. That's the one you are giving out. Or a native that is not looking is out of vogue. You know the out of vogue? Out of vogue. Those ones that still have design here and design here. Those kind of native. That's the one you want to give up. But the new one you don't want to give. I learned from my brother. Don't give something old. Don't give. Once it is old, just throw it away. Unless somebody asks you for it. You want to give a gift to somebody. Give to somebody what you can wear. Something qualitative. Brand new clothes, brand new shoe, or the shoe should not be looking good. If it's not looking good, go and work on it before you give it out. Go and repolish it. Go and spray it. Go and amend the leg before you give it out. I have had many people come to me to ask me for clothes, and I could not give them. Or the reason why I couldn't give them is because they will not maintain it the way I am maintaining it. Okay, let me give you another example. You understand what I'm talking about? There are people that you give them one cloth, they are saying, I like it, I like this cloth. But when you give them after 1 month, the clothes are looking fine again. Are you understand what I'm talking about? Because when it was with me, the reason why you were appreciating it is because I was washing it and starching it. But when I gave you, you were not even concerned about washing it consistently. You were not even starching it. So the shared alignment, the next time you wash, look like Ankara. Are you understanding now? Yes. You too, when you collect something, value it and take care of it. Let the person want to give you something else. Not that somebody will give you something and after 1 month, you have torn it to when I was. The thing, have you ever had a gift before and it's difficult to give somebody because you are thinking if I give this person, the person may not value the way I'm valuing it. Has it ever happened to you before? Yes. Hallelujah. My Android for now, I cannot give somebody because if I give the person, the way I value my Android for now, is a whole infinite or not. Nobody can use it. It's very, very old. But the phone is very, very important to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But support somebody. Let somebody be smiling in church because of you. Let a lady be smiling because you gave her Indomie. Let grab the brother. Give a business idea to somebody. Altogether, recommend somebody. Because of that, your value will rise in the kingdom. Give people opportunities to rise. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? Number 5, be actively involved in the kingdom affairs. Be actively. In Acts chapter 9 verse 6, the Bible says, when Paul was saved, he asked the Lord God, what will I do? And then when you read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16, the Bible says, different part of have different responsibilities. There are people that will not join a unit, join a department, and will not be part of anything in church. What did I say? Even part of the people saying amen, they're not even saying amen. What did I say? Even part of the people that are saying amen, they're not even what? Saying amen. They are in church looking at us as if we are doing an audition. Or as if we are doing entertainment. Sometimes I watch comedy shows and some people were frowning themselves in the audience. I put them and say, if I crack you, don't laugh, that means your problem is stronger than my joke. Is that not true? Yeah, but you cannot sit down in church like a back of sack. Is that not true? Now, can we do some more exercise more? Can we do some more exercise? Are you ready for that exercise? Can you just stand up quickly? Stand up quickly. When you stand up, then touch your chair immediately. When you stand up, then touch your chair with your hand. Immediately now, stand up and touch your chair. What is the temperature? It's warm, right? You can sit down now. That is some people responsible in church to warm chairs. To what? That is all they do. They come and complain that the usher did not clean the church very well. Warm the chair, insult the preacher, and move. They are not involved in anything. They are the usher. That when they are not around, you know they are not around. You are not true. Yes. You will become important to the kingdom and to God when you begin to participate. What did I say? Participate. Do something. Join a department. Join a unit. Begin to give. Begin to pray. There is something everybody can do in church. No matter who you are, there is a place for you in church. No matter. If you are a banker, there is a department you can still fit in. Is that not true? If you are a wicked market woman, there is a department you can still what? Fit in. There are departments that only work on Sundays. There are some that only work on Saturdays. There are some that only work weekdays. There are departments that only work during serving hours. So there is a place for you. Some of you can sing. Like somebody that joined the choir today. And then you will be there with your good voice. Watching the choir singing. And then you can sing. You are not part of them. Say amen. Say amen. Some of you are beautiful. Join the ushers. What did I say? God did not give you beauty to be snapping pictures. Yes, I was in camp one time. And then I discovered that brothers were coming to that camp more. Then I looked around and saw all the sisters were fine. Be a tool to bring people to Christ. A church that has sisters is a church that will grow. You don't know. I am telling you as a pastor now. A church that has ladies, boys will come. They may not come to hear the word of God. Which one did I get? They go. Are they go on Sunday? Are they go or what? Are they go there or what? On Sunday. As he's worshiping, he's looking for where she's sitting down. He's not connecting. You too, be smart again to bring him to church again. Not that you leave and follow him to his house. Meanwhile, he followed you to church. Join the ushers as you are smiling. Have you ever seen an usher smile and you felt God was in the church? Has that happened to you, brothers? Kalabayakata. You know, God is in this place. One angry face as if he came to take our money. How beautiful that we are. You are brother, you are handsome. Join the ushers too. Come and clean the church if you can do decoration. Something for everybody. Join the prayer department if you don't have time. Join the welfare. Look at me sweating. There should be a welfare department giving me hanky. But you will not do it. Say, I will do something. I will be part of the kingdom. When we are giving flyers for the church, where is the flyer for the church? Lift it up. You will not go and share it. Is that one difficult again? Flyer, is it difficult? When we give you the online to put on status, is that one difficult? You will not do anything. The people I'm talking about, they are not here. They are not here. Are we together? I don't care about some guys. Hallelujah. They are not here. But for you, you will become important. You will promote the kingdom. You will support the brotherhood. I want to give you a prophecy. Now, how many of you are ready? Very soon, we will have 5 millionaires because of you. Because of what? Yeah, shake me, Pastor. Me. Very soon, 5 millionaires because of you. That you know, people, millionaires cannot come from you, and then you are counting thousands. You have to be a millionaire, right? Yes. God lift you up. That 5 people will be counting 6 zeros because you are there. Nobody 6 zeros, 1 million and above. 6 zeros, breathing in the account. Hiya, labaya. Because of you. As you decide to help the brotherhood, people will come with clothes for 1 month because of you. Their wardrobe can be traceable to your name. Bible says when Dorcas, that Peter died, people came with the clothes she gave them. Two of us. They came with the clothes to show Peter, please bring it. Look at what she did. Because of you, widows will not know that their husband were dead. Because you will clothe them and feed them. They will forget Gary because you are alive. Everyone that believes in this, it will happen. Amen. Hallelujah. I can take your seat. Number six. Advance the kingdom in your sphere of influence. Acts chapter 9 verse 36 to 40. Hallelujah. And then Luke 7 verse 48. This one is into construction of, he's an art craftsman. In his place of work, he brought this guy to church. See, in his place of work, he's advancing the kingdom, right? You are working in the office. In your office, you
advance the kingdom. Somebody else is on the media, on Radio Kogi, advancing the kingdom. Somebody else is where? Somewhere else. In your own sphere of influence, advance the kingdom. In your room, in your class, some of you have WhatsApp group. Some of you have businesses. Some of you are madam and you have apprentice. Bring them to church. I read of a man, he was telling Paul, and he was sharing the story. He said, the man said, if you are a staff, there is a book they call 21 Secrets for Businessmen or something like that. Written by Dr. Paul Eneche. The man took the book and shared to all his employment. Your promotion exam to the next level is that book. So he said, okay, you are here for the interview. So chapter 3, what is he talking about? Summarize chapter 3 now. So chapter 7, what is he talking about? Summarize. The questions are from that book. So even if you are not interested in the kingdom, you must read. You must what? Read. In your sphere, advance the kingdom. Hallelujah. There's a Trambos company I entered one time. They played messages from here down to Lagos. And then I learned that it was a law. Messages. It is finished. You enter music. Till we go to Lagos. You don't want to enter. Don't enter. Say what? Don't enter. Because you are here, it's message and music of Jesus Christ. No scale who here. It is what? Heavenly rest. I know go tire. Until we arrive in Lagos. You cannot be here. So that transport company in their sphere, they are promoting the kingdom. Right? You are a designer. A lady came and met one tailor, say, gave her a particular style to show for her. The lady said that me, I cannot sew this style. But there is a style that I will sew for you that you will look fine. Let me sew it for you. And then the person reluctantly agree. And then the lady saw, they said, that is a good tailor, Turo, yes. The lady that told the pregnant lady where they do abortion and the person that did the abortion, all of them, their crime is the same. Are you aware? Did you know what I'm talking about? The person wants to do abortion and then her friend told her where to do it. So both the friend and the person that did it, their crime is the same. It's true. So the tailor that sold that cloth and the person that wore it, their crime is what? You cannot say you are innocent when you are manufacturing gouda. How? And that also mean how? How can you be innocent when you are manufacturing cigari? How? Somebody tweeted yesterday, said that nowadays, if you want to see fresh boobs, so you go to wedding reception every Saturday. You don't believe, just try it. Next Saturday, go for a wedding. Something that is meant for your husband, everybody has seen. Okay. In your sphere of influence at what? If you are a tailor, refuse to sow it, God will bring good people to you. God will what? Bring good people. Don't advocate evil where God keeps you. Don't agree. When you begin to do that, your value will rise before God. Hallelujah. Number 7, recruit more people into the kingdom. Recruit people. Hallelujah. During the COVID, we look at the art of recruiting men. John chapter 1 verse 46, the Bible said Nathaniel did it. God wants everybody to be saved. Hallelujah. My wife was asking me, how did Stephen come to church? I said, I've been following this guy for over 3 months before he came to church the first time. And then ever since he came, he stopped. He started coming. Ever since he came, he's continued coming. Is that true? Yes. There is somebody that Minister Emma has been telling me, he has been inviting her for long, 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 long. Finally, she came on Friday. And this is around today, right? I can see her in church. You, the person you have been inviting, don't give up. Continue inviting the what? What did I say? The more you bring people to the kingdom in businesses that do with connection, the more people you bring, your level rises. How many of you know Long Reach? What's the name of those businesses? Networking businesses, right? The more you bring people, your level what? Rises. From silver to gold to what? Platinum, all those kind of things. I don't know why my heart has never been that kind of thing. Hallelujah. But it's a good business. Hallelujah. It's a what?
Very, very good business. See, in the natural, if your level can increase because you bring more people, think about God's kingdom. If you bring more people to church, your value will increase before God. It will what? Increase. You are somebody winning souls. You are introducing people to church, bringing them to get filled with the Holy Ghost, bringing them to discover purpose, bringing them to get imparted, bringing them to change their lifestyle. Every time, how won't God value you? How? How? See, I will bring more people to church. As you are coming to church today, I know there are people that we are doing nothing in the morning at home. And you know they go nowhere on Sunday morning. They go what? Nowhere. Pay their transport money. Tell them I will buy you five alive when you come to church. And then leave the remaining work for God and pastor. Two of us. God will convict them to his presence. At least you have done your part. But be part of people recruiting people to the kingdom. Anywhere you are. Don't be there alone. Let the kingdom increase because you are there. Number 8. Effectively represent the kingdom in your purpose. You know, in Psalms 40 verse 7, the Bible says, I come in the volumes of book written concerning me. Hallelujah. When people see you in your office, let them know that a pastor is around. Effectively represent the kingdom in your sphere of influence. Hallelujah. Psalms 40 verse 7 and then Hebrews 10 verse 7. Yes. Let because of you people know that Jesus is on the throne. Hallelujah. Let them say, pastor is around. Your friends want to do something bad and then Henry walk into your office and say, stop, pastor is here. Are you understand what I'm talking about? They want to do something bad and then you walk in and say, stop, pastor is what? Are you in church at all?
Yes, sir.
Stop, pastor is what? Yes. Your friends, ladies are discussing about men and then Sister Mary working. Stop. Mary, sister, wait. They will stop their conversation till when you what? You leave. Not that they are discussing men and then you go and then you shift the gear. When you join them, you say, hey, Aviv, you have never even heard about this one. The latest Jesus, hallelujah. Kalabaya Gada. You discuss everything they are discussing. You wear anything they are wearing. There is no difference between you and an unbeliever. There is no what? You are not representing us. You are not. And you are not representing God. They should hear your word and know you are a child of God. They should hear your daily. Everybody's writing 11:40. First lady was telling me when she was working in the office and then she go, somebody will come 8 and then you come and write 7. She was telling me that one day she ran to go to the office and then something somebody was shouting, say, wait, don't write your name. Because the guy knows that when she writes her name, she will write the real date. So wait for to spoil the show. So everybody coming behind, you know, you cannot say you come by here. You come and then you arrive by 7:30. You are a student and then you write agendas for your colleague that was not in class. See, I've taught somebody's heart now. I beg, write my matric number. Tell your neighbor, it's bad. It's what? Bad. If you're angry, it's pastor that is telling me to tell you. Tell the person, in case you're angry, it's the pastor that is telling me to tell you. It's not me. But it's bad. The person was not in the lecture. He cannot be written. Was he around? When you write your name, that means I was there. A number of our graduates now, I know you are remembering your sins. The Lord had had mercy upon you. Now go and see no more. Is that not true? Go and what? See no more. Yes. But represent the kingdom. Let people know that, oh boy, this guy enter here. I could remember one exam we were entering. You know, people that used to cheat in the exam, they can calculate themselves. When they see the way they are arranged in the hall, they can look at the line. You stay here, then jump two people. They can permutate very well. I don't know what I'm talking about at all. So one day, I was just innocent on the line. Oh, the guys, when they saw me, they say, oh boy, leave. The guys, because it was me and one other guy that was church guy, said, oh God, let's go. But the two of them went backward very well because they know the permutation has spoiled. It has what? Yeah, it has spoiled. Because you need a middleman to be sharing. They call it, they call the person Ronaldo or Messi. That is the central man. The main guru will be in front. or bag or something like that. So I said, where they do it? And then there is a central man that distributes. So there is a way they push it. So if you are in the center, you are spoiled show. Because the hand of that person will not reach this person. So when they discover who we are, they want, they say, oh, welcome. They went to their bag. Because they know it shallant happen when I'm there. It what? Shallant. It shallant happen. Because I will not only not participate, I will report. The problem is not that I will not participate. If it's that one, that's a minor case. The real problem is I will announce. I will say, sir, something is happening. I'm not comfortable. I did not say he was cheating. I just said something is happening and I'm not comfortable. So please, I told you something is happening. I'm not comfortable. Please. And then I will zoom the attention on you guys. You must be exposed. Why did they do that? Because I have done it before. You cannot be there when I'm there. No. You want to be bad, look for another place. Lack and darkness cannot what? Coexist. We cannot coexist. There are roommates that they are partners in crime. When the guy girlfriend came, you excuse the room. What do you mean? Tell your brother, what do you mean? What do you really mean? When she comes, you what? You leave the room. What do you mean? And then you be the security man in front of the door. Supervise nobody should come and enter. I know all of you understand what I'm talking about. And also, but some people will look at me and say, why is he really talking? I know you know. I know you what? You know. You cannot be in the room, three of you. What are you thinking about? And some ladies intentionally go, and I read a tweet by a lady. She was saying that she dated a guy for 4 years and she was shocked that he had never asked her for sex. And then she was asking him one day, why has he not asked her for sex? I was like, what is really wrong with your head? What is what? What were you expecting? So you cannot date a guy again without sex. Why is everybody quiet? Am I out of this world? You cannot. Another one said last 2 months that she slept in a guy's room and then she was shocked he did not touch her. I was like, my goodness. Then to tell you that she went to that night dressed very well. She has shaved herself very well. Ready for action. Yes. That lady said that most of the time she visit the guy ready and then the guy will not touch her. So she got concerned. I'm like, really? So some of the guys will be thinking it's only you that like sex. There are some of them. Some of them. You will not meet them in Jesus' name. I sanctify the brothers by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You will not fall for nothing. Nothing. One okrika somewhere. No. No fall for nothing. No. Say no. And then the sisters who are saved from brothers that are like a he-goat. You cannot see skirt and behave. You cannot. Once you see skirt, your trouser can behave. As if you are an animal. You cannot behave. Once a lady walks in, you cannot behave again. You are not safe with a lady in a room. What have you become? They cannot leave you with a girl in a room. You cannot. There are brothers that cannot. Not that may not. Cannot. You have sense, so you will behave yourself. The Lord will grant you grace. You cannot ruin your destiny by erection. Every time you follow your erection like you don't have brain again. You must use your brain. God gave you brain to give him rest. You cannot be. Every time your hormone goes on, you just looking for the nearest thing to. You are not an animal. You have brain. You are a believer. All your friends, you know what to stand for. The guy coming to ask you, I remember when I asked my wife out, I said, see, this is divine. The day I kissed you is over. Is what? Oh, what? Over. She was telling me in her brother shower and then their friends were asking her. So you do not kiss. She was telling me when she told her friends in her brother shower, they did not believe they were arguing with her. So me, I should be the fool. I will kiss her on Saturday and preach on Sunday.
Love you.
And then come and hold the mic and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, hallelujah. Glory. Meanwhile, there's lipsticks in my mouth. And power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God. Who is deceiving who really? Who is really the fool? Because it's not the devil. And it's not God. You are the fool. Compound fool for that matter. Compound. Compound. No simple interest and compound interest. No simple interest and compound interest. Compound. But your life will not be like that. You will not destroy yourself and be regretting on your wedding night. A lady was testing her friend on her wedding night. So how is your honeymoon? Say, which honeymoon? There is no honey in the moon. Because you have ate all the honey before the wedding starts. You have done everything you've done the wedding night before. So that wedding night is like other days. In fact, you're even tired. Because you have done all that it should be done. You will wait for your wedding night. Say amen. Amen. Say you wait for that night. You will wait. If he cannot wait, let him be what? Going. Give him transport. Say, on your marks. Say, no, if he's waiting for you to say go, that means need to slap. As you are saying, say, you should be moving. Move. You are not a chicken. You are a queen. You are a lady. The Queen of England, do you see the way she dresses? That is the height of civilization. UK colonized Nigeria. But the queen till dead dress over knee, over her knee. Her shirt, chest is covered to neck. That is the queen. At home she can wear micro bomb short. She's at home with her husband. But in public, you are a queen. People don't test every car, like I said, one of these days. When you go to buy a car, you can test a BMW or Mercedes-Benz. There are some cars you can test. But you don't test drive Lamborghini. Yes. You don't test drive Ferrari. You can go and browse online. There are cars that when you want to buy them, you pay first before you enter your first entering. Because of how expensive they are. You can go and scratch BMW and come back and they'll give you another one. But you cannot attend. Do you know how much it means to paint a Rolls Royce? It takes 3 months to paint a Rolls Royce. Yes, 3 months. There are some paintings you do. Ever there is a line. Only one man on earth draw it. I've forgotten his name. One man. He drew. There is a line in Rolls Royce. Only the man can draw it. And then there are no two Rolls Royce in the world. Every Rolls Royce is different from another. You know how I know this thing? Because I'm planning to own one day. Calabaya. I am what? Planning. So you must be researching on the things you want to owe. You cannot be thinking of false watching for the rest of your life. So, only one man draw the line. That's the car you want to go and test drive. Where you buy? No. You pay. As a matter of fact, you pay before they make it. Yes, you pay before they make a Rolls Royce. The one they bought for Atavigala here. Diabello, boy. Have you seen it before? That one, there's nobody in the world that has it. Hallelujah. Say, I will represent the kingdom. From today, I am changed. Everything about me will change in. Hallelujah. And then number 9, sacrifice for the kingdom. Sacrifice your life. In Acts 15 verse 26, the Bible says people that have hazarded their life, give sacrifice. Number 10, let your character be like Christ. And then number 10, be a terror to the kingdom of darkness. In Acts 24 verse 5, the Bible says Paul was a pestilent fellow. Say pestilent fellow. He was dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. The more dangerous you become to darkness, the more important you become to God. Hallelujah. Demons were given a testimony one day. What does it say? Demons were testifying one day in Acts 19. They say, Jesus Christ, we what? Paul, we what? But you, who are you? That means demons are testifying. This one is a man of God. What else, sir? May the witches in your family know you. May the witches in your territory know you. Anytime you rise to pray, they cannot have meeting. They cannot. I was reading Apostle Babalola. Say one day he was praying, and then a particular witch fell, and then became a human being. A bird fell and became a human being. So he went to her and said, Lord, Jesus, did it. That means,
What? The name of Jesus, stand up, right? Say, Kilo, Mama Kilon Shele. Oh, Kilon Shele. What is what? What is going on, right? Okay. And then the woman said, they sent me to come and kill Baba. That opposed himself. Oh, they say you come and kill me. Say, Loruko Jesuku or something like that. What is that? Yes. That is the way I had the story. So I'm just saying to you, I'm not Yoruba, so I don't know the, even know the meaning. Say, Loruko Jesuku, just die first. They sent you to kill me. So, Kumuma, continue. By temperature of prayer, acidic zone of prayer, if you are witchy enough, fly in that area. If you go to mountain of fire, come. If you are a witch, try flying there. If you are what? Try. There are regions in USA and Israel in their border they call atomic missile zone. When you shoot a missile, the satellite will pick it. It cannot cross that line. Yes, Israel. At least I'm sure of Israel. Even how can they survive? They are like my hand in the midst of unbelievers. They have atomic zonal area, like is a you cannot fire at them. They will pick it, bab, and then neutralize in the air. You can become dense for the devil to handle. No matter how anointed a fly is, he cannot fly near stove. What I say? No matter how anointed that witch is, or babalao, or antilao, or boilao, or gelao. This small girl in secret society, I have tied this one. That is Gelao girl. I have tied this one under the tree, I have tied this one under the river. If you grow up in a village, you understand what I'm talking about. Small boy is a king in the other world. But there is a temperature you can rise in the spirit that the witch will advise themselves, don't near that man. That means witches are discussing. Says, that pastor, don't go near. Because I have tried it before and I came back with one hand. How do you know that? How do you know witches can advertise? Oh boy, don't near that guy. Don't near that church. Don't near that person. Bishop Dakarumi said he has been praying many times. He was in the nation praying, and then he saw in a vision horses flew. We are moving, and then one of them came and stood at his window, and then looked at him. He said, "Hey, this is where the prayer is coming from." Like he was in a nation praying, and then his prayer was causing commotion in the prayer room. Like they were not having their meeting. It cannot happen. May you become a terror to the kingdom of darkness. Not that you are shouting in Jesus' name and the Baba now is just they are not even moved by Jesus Christ. Have you ever seen a situation like that before? Okay, let me ask one. If you be real to me, I've never tried to cast a demon before. In Jesus' name and the boy is looking at you. Has it happened before? If it has not happened, then you are not right. If you are lying, may God forgive you. But if you have ever tried it and the child did not respond, let me see your hands up. You're not confessing. Me, I have tried it several times. I pray for people I know, I left them still possessed. What did I say? I left them still possessed. I knew they were not delivered. Because it, at your level, there are demons that will hear you. When you grow more demons will hear you. At my level, there are forces that will hear me, and then just another level. You cannot tell me I command the zombie result like Dr. Paul and Nature. Am I mad? It cannot be. No, there are demons that will not move when I talk. But when they see him coming, they say, oh boy, let me go in. Do you understand? I will be there and the demons, there are demons that are being in churches without singing hallelujah. And then when a particular man of God climbed, they say, and then they start manifesting. Where were they when the pastor was preaching? Where were they? So all of you that don't raise up your hand, I think there are some of you here. That I pray for people and the person is looking at you. Go move. Go what? Move. Go let move. But you will rise in the spirit. Say you will rise. No. No demon will manifest in your house and you're looking for a pastor. Your child manifests, you close the door and say, we die here with this devil. We what? We die here. The demon must leave your house or leave your house. So become a terror, be useful, and then become useful to God. How many of you have been blessed?
You have gotten ways to be useful. How many of you do these things to become useful to God? Can I give you two ways to be useless to the devil, to God? Yes, do I give you two ways to be useless? If somebody can be useful, If somebody can be useful, that means somebody can be useless. True, yes. Should I give you two ways? Number one is be idle in church or be idle in the kingdom. 1 Timothy 5:13, put that one on the screen. Be what? You'll be useless in the kingdom of God. You don't give, you don't pray, you don't intercede, you don't do anything. Are we together? All your responsibilities to warm shell at the other person. But none of you will be useless. After this service, you are making the decision to do something. Anywhere you are, say amen. Bible says, and without they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house. Not only idle, but tactless and also busybodies. Nowadays, men have been keen to gossip more than women. Is that not true? Men are beginning to gossip more than women. I'm telling you, it's true. I cannot imagine discussing somebody with people. You have enough time. Gossip like people. See this person in church. See this person in church. Because you are useless. Because if you are busy, you are going to come and sing. You will ignore the music of the rest because you have this under tension because of the administration. True of us. Do you think I have time to be observing the message of people when I'm coming to preach? My heart is connected. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I'm praying. You will not have time to see the message of others. If because you are idle, you can see our mistakes. The day you become busy, you will not be seeing our mistakes. Yeah, I will not be idle. From today, hallelujah, when you begin to fight other members, when you begin to complain in church and murmur, this service is 2 hours and it's not more than 2 hours. Hallelujah. But if by mistake we overshoot for 5 minutes, he's struggling to keep to time. Complain. But if you watch football, 90 minutes, Barca, Real Madrid, you are praying for extra time. Why would they give 12 minutes? Why would they give 12 minutes? You're not complaining. Meanwhile, you are in that place sweating with somebody touching you. I remember when I used to watch football. There is no fun there, oh my brothers. Somebody will come from his work and pull each other and sit down there. Everybody is sweating profusely. Drinking sugarcane and coughing on your body. Somebody will shout from the back and say, hey, go! His saliva will reach you there. Brothers, is true. But you are praying to ask extra minute. But if the church will have 5 minutes, you say, I'm not part of them. And then joining forces with the enemy to fight the church. When you see somebody insulting a pastor, fight the person. Say what? Have you ever seen people of the other religion? Have you ever insulted their imam? What do they do? But it is Christians. You see, people from the north. I have to be from the north. I know, and I know they can understand what I'm talking about. You don't, no matter what they are, they will say it's our own. We like him like that. There is a president in one African country. The president is minus 17. One African country. But if that president want to become for the third time, they will still vote him. Do you know the president I'm talking about? One president like that. They will still vote him. Because as far as they are concerned, even if Lucifer was the person and it's their own, they will stand by him. But you are the first person to share church scandal. You are the first to share pastor. This pastor was caught with a lady. You are the first to share this pastor stole money. You are the first to share. You cannot wait for church issue. And then because the media houses know that this news sell, even if it's not true, they'll put it, before you finish sharing, it's not true. So don't join others to fight the kingdom. And don't become a channel the devil will come in. The Bible says, the enemies of a man's house are members of his household. If the devil wants to destroy this church, he will not bring somebody from outside. He will use one of us from inside. All that the Father sees need was one Judas to sell Jesus Christ. Well, one. They need somebody from inside. Judas stole offering money. So today he sold the master. He stole offering, stole tithe. Even the master, he sold him. They came to put perfume on Jesus Christ. He said, let them sell it and let give money to the poor. The Bible says he said that because he was a thief. And he steals the money. So he was calculating this perfume, if they sell it, 15K. And you have 3K inside. That was what he was calculating. Don't be a channel where somebody can get into the choir. Or get to the prayer band. Hallelujah. And just died. I heard of a church where one lady was sent from the waters, and then she came and joined them. After a while, everybody began to prophesy. She began, everybody with marine spirit. They just came, everybody just, the prayer band became something is my brother. You cannot survive the temperature here. How? Say how? How will the devil survive it? The temperature will fix you out. You cannot fool everybody. Hallelujah. You will not be less concerned about the things of the kingdom. You will be interested. See, you will be useful. Now, I told you to be useful means to have practical and beneficial use. To be useless means to be good for nothing. How many of you will decide today, I will not be useless? And then, how many, you know, that is what we call VVIP. What is that? Very, very important word. Then the one we call VVUP. What is the meaning of VVUP? Very, very useless person. VVIP, VVUP. We have VVVVUP. Very, 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 very useless person. Just a piece of statistical quantity. Just for any purpose. Only used for numbers. You have no value. But then we have VVVVIP. You are very important. Very important. Very basic. I want to tell you that you are important to this church. And you are important to the kingdom of God. And you will not lose your relevance. Your importance will rise day by day. Day by what? Day by day. Day by day. Day by day. Hallelujah. And you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Now, after this anniversary, we have a target to meet as a church. Hallelujah. And then we are working on shaping our unit. And having people to work. So in case you want to join the unit, your schedule will allow you. You can wait after the service. Hallelujah. Which side? This side, this side. That side. Hallelujah. Briefly so that we can talk and God will bless you. But the rest of us, I want to declare over you that the blessing of God will come upon you. Now wait. We can bring your seat first of all. Now if I want to pray for you, every eyes closed, please let all of us close our eyes. And you want to make a decision or you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want to say, Father Lord, I've wasted my life. I've done a lot of not for the kingdom. I have pursued the wrong thing. But today I want to rededicate my life to you. I want you to accept me. Can you lift up your hands? Don't worry. You not come to the front. I'll pray for you from where you are. But I want your hands to be lifted so that I can pray for you from here. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Okay. Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your son. I pray for everyone whose heart is dedicated. Or deciding to dedicate themselves once again to you. I pray that their heart be visited by your fire. May they rejuvenate and resuscitate to serve you. I declare that the fire of God will burn in you. And then you will serve God with the whole of your heart. You will awake to your responsibility and be useful to God. Anything that has made you useless is crossed. Anything that has made you redundant, every appetite that God has put in you. Hallelujah. I feel it all to pray for people struggling with addictions and struggling with things. You want to serve God, but you feel there is something stopping you. Paul speaking, there are things I want to do, but I don't find myself doing them. I pray for you that that yoke is broken. Every character that is stopping you from serving God. Maybe you have stubborn heart before in the kingdom of God. I pray that your heart gets back to state and holiness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now every one of us can be on our feet. Today is our communion Sunday. Can be on our feet. And let's appreciate.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-26112114. Remain rapturable.